我想你们今天来也许很想听一下佛牧师他去旅行的见证。
Maybe you're eager to hear the testimony from Pastor Fong through his travel.
怎么还不是佛牧师上来呢？
Why not? Still not Pastor Fong yet.
我们让他再休息一下。
Let us give him some rest.
让他把时间调过来。
So that he can adjust his time gap.
下礼拜你们务必要来。
So you must come next week.
因为他下礼拜要讲他去旅行的见证。
Because he will testify his travel.
还有我们的姊妹 Cindy 也回来了。
And also our sister Cindy will be back.
她是去 medical mission, 去云南也回来了。
She went to a medical mission and she'll be back.
神保守她两三个礼拜的时间。
And God has kept her for two or three weeks.
我想她有很多的见证要跟我们说。
I'm sure she will have a lot of testimony also.
我们在外面还有林弟兄林姊妹。
And also, Brother Lin and Sister Lin.
也是求主继续保守他们。
And may the Lord continue to protect them.
他们到一月中就会回来。
They'll be back around mid of January.
好，我们开始，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Gracious Lord, we thank you.
实在是你是保守我们那一位。
You are the one who keeps us.
主，你也是让我们看到，主，你是那我们所得到的至宝。
And you led us to see that you are our most precious.
在主耶稣基督的身上，主，你让我们能够得到这救恩。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, you give us this salvation.
我们都是这蒙了恩典的人。
And we are blessed by this.
主，我们。唯有来到你面前，献上我们的感谢，献上我们的赞美。
Lord, we come to you and praise you and give thanksgiving to you.
愿你今天继续跟我们说话。
May you continue to speak to us today.
说在我们心里。
And to our hearts.
我们这样祷告祈求，都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 在这一段的时日里面，我们有机会一起。寻求就是看到主耶稣他自己怎么启示他自己。
In these days, we had a chance to share that how Jesus revealed who he is.
我们一共大概花了七八次的时间，我们看到主他说我是谁。
We spent about seven, eight times to share here how Jesus revealed who he is.
我们从他自己说他是生命的粮开始。
We started that he claimed that he is.The bread of life.
他是世界的光。
He is the light of the world.
继续我们看下去，他说他是复活，是生命。
And he said he is resurrection and he is life.
而且他说我是真葡萄树。
He said he is the true vine.
在这许多里面，我想许多地上的教师都可以如此说。
Among all these, maybe many of the teachers on the earth they claim.
那最好是你们越多人来跟我越好。
Maybe they wish the more.Followers the better.
但是我们知道这位就是为我们灵魂的大牧者。
But we know that this shepherd of our souls,
他需要经过今天我们所看的这个过程。
He needs to go through what we'll see today.
他前面所说了才会成就。
And all what he has claimed will be fulfilled.
这是什么样的过程呢？
What kind of process?
这过程不是我们一般人所愿意的。
It's not any of us willing to go through.
这过程乃是十字架的过程。
This process is the cross.
我们再翻到约翰福音第十九章。
Let us turn to John chapter 19.
刚刚我们念过这一些的经文，我们还是集中在二十八节到三十节。
We've read some of the verses, but we'll focus on verse 28 to verse 30.
我们再一起同声来念。
Let us read together.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”有一个器皿盛满了醋，放在那里，他们就拿海胆沾满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说：“成了。”便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。我们就停在这里，这边。主他说成了。
Here, our Lord said it is finished.
到底他成了些什么事情呢？
So what has been finished?
我们从28节我们开始看起。
Let us start from verse 28.
他说这事以后。
He said later.
这些事情是什么事发生在前面？
So, what had happened before that?
我们看到这位被人拥戴，众人拥戴的主耶稣，他竟然被捕了。
We saw that the Lord, who was so welcomed, was arrested.
而且还被审判。
And was crucified.
那今天我们看到他已经被钉在十架上。
And we saw he was crucified.
他们看到耶稣说这些事都要应验经上所说的。
And all these will fulfill what was spoken in the scripture.
连就是这些钉钉在分他的外衣都已经预言到了。
And even to the details that soldiers will cast lot.
甚至我们在同一章里面，我们再继续看到第36、37节那边也有讲到。
In the same chapter, in verse 36 and 37, we saw that again.
36节他说这些事成了，为要应验经上所说的话。说他的骨头一根也不折断。
Verse 36 says, These things happen so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken.
37节他说经上又有一句话说他们要仰望自己所扎的人。
And as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced.
如果你们翻到诗篇第22篇。
If you turn to Psalm 22,
大卫的诗篇里面他已经提过这些事情。
Psalm of David has already mentioned this.
怎么会在那么早以前这大卫这位大卫王他已经提到这样的事情。
How come so many years ago the King David has already mentioned these?
我们从诗篇22篇开始我们第11节开始我们念到18节。
Let us read Psalm 22 from verse 11 to verse 18.
Verse 12 to 18. 12. Yeah. 第12节，有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我，他们向我张口，好像杀狮吼叫的狮子。我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我心在我里面如蜡融化，我的精力不干，如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我牙床上。你们将我安置在死地的尘土中，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚，我的骨头都能数过，他们瞪着眼看我，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣沾灸。这边所讲的，我相信我们刚刚也读过。
So I think we've read all these.
刚刚有说要仰望自己所扎的人。
And we've read that they will look on the one who they just pierced.
那也是在撒加利亚书有提到。
Also, it was mentioned in the book of Zechariah.
这所有的事情都要应验在主耶稣基督的身上。
All this has been fulfilled in Jesus.
所以他今天被挂在十字架上。
So he was hung on the cross.
所以他为了要应验这些话，所以他说他渴了。
And to fulfill all these words, he said, "I am thirsty."
你们大概会开始问一个问题。
You may start to ask a question.
这位曾经说喝我的人再也不渴。
And this Lord who said before, "Those who drink my water shall never be thirst again."
喝我人要从腹中涌出那江河来。
And the river of the living water shall flow out of their wounds.
腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And the river of the living water shall flow out of their wounds.
他是在那个雅各的井边跟撒玛利亚人所说的。
That was what Jesus told the woman by the well of Jacob.
为什么今天他说他渴了呢？
Why today he said, "I am thirsty"?
渴的应该是我们所说的。
So we shall say that.
不是他说的。
Why it's not supposed to him that said these words?
但是今天他却说他渴了。
But today he said, "I am thirsty."
这边我们可以说他钉在十字架上乃是为我们而钉。
We knew that He crucified on the cross for us.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
我们再继续看下一节。
Let us read the next verse.
有一个器皿盛满的醋放在那里。
A jar of wine vinegar was there.
他们就拿海蓉沾满的醋绑在牛膝草上送到他口。
So they soaked the sponge in it, put a sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips.
正好这边有个器皿盛满的醋。
So there was a jar of wine vinegars.
你知道耶稣要在钉十字架以前，兵丁曾拿有一碗东西要给他喝。
You know that before Jesus was crucified, the soldiers gave him a bottle of something.
这一碗是其实是这些罗马兵丁他们要钉人十字架的时候，他都给这些犯人喝这个。
And usually the Roman soldiers will give the prisoners who's going to be crucified, they will give them this bottle of thing.
这一碗是末药调酒。
And it was the wine mixed with myrrh.
为什么呢？它是可以止痛的。
Why? Because it can relieve the pain.
它可以让这些犯人可以麻木。
So that the one who is going to be crucified will be numbed.
他们一样也把它端到耶稣的面前。
So as usual, they gave this wine to Jesus.
这在马太福音、马可福音都有记载。
It was recorded in both Mark and Matthew.
但是主耶稣他没有喝。
But Jesus rejected.
他愿意完全承受这样的痛苦。
He's willing to take all the sufferings himself.
但是这时候这边有一个器皿盛满了醋。
But now there was a jar of wine vinegar.
我们在这边思考一下，为什么会在这边器皿里面盛满了醋。
Let us think about why there was such a jar.
神他在以色列人的心里面，他是一个经营一个葡萄园。
In God's heart, he's planting a vineyard.
在以赛亚书第二十七章有这么说。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 2.
我在经营这葡萄园，指望有好酒可以从这葡萄园出来。
I planted a vineyard and anticipate good wines out of it.
甚至在第五章一样也是这样讲。
Also in chapter 5.
我指望有好酒可以出来。
I anticipated good wine.
我们人实在是像一个器皿。
Men are really like a vessel.
我们言出神的心意是要我们能够好像能够撑着是一个好酒。
The eternal will of God is that man will be a vessel to hold the good wine.
让我们自己可以成为那馨香。
So we can smell the fragrance.
让我们可以成别人能够提神的。
So that it can help others.
但是很可惜，今天器皿是一个醋。
But unfortunately, today we saw a vessel, a jar of vinegar.
醋是什么东西呢？
So what is this wine vinegar?
醋其实是一个酸的酒。
Which is a kind of sour wine.
甚至我跟有一个医生他讲说，直截了当讲，醋就是没有做好的酒，就是醋。
So sometimes a doctor told me directly that he said, what is vinegar? Vinegar is unfinished wine.
我们中国人我们用来醋用来做菜。
So we Chinese use vinegars to cook.
上次我去看一个朋友，他吃饭的时候每一样都加醋。
One time I visited a friend.And on the table, all dishes had vinegar in it.
然后问我说，你们要不要加醋？
And they asked us, do you want some more vinegars?
我说我从来没想到吃饭每样都要加醋。
I said, I never thought that every dishes on the table will have vinegar in it.
然后他跟我说，他因为牙齿不好，所以每样都加一点醋，会软化一点食物。
My friend said that his teeth are not so good, so...He put vinegars to help to soften the food.
这边有一个器皿，盛满了醋。
So here's a jar, a vessel full of wine vinegar.
这醋是一个酸的酒。
So vinegar is a sour wine.
不是上好的酒。
Not the good wine.
今天也是描述我们的光景就是如此。
So today is like our situation.
神指望我们是一个好酒。
God anticipated that us to be the good wine.
但是很可惜, 我们所出来的却是一个酸的酒。
But actually, we see that all of us is the sour wine.
我们心里面满的就是那, 抱怨。
And what's full of us is like complaints,
或者我们心里面满的苦毒,
or like bitterness,
或者我们心里面满的嫉妒,
or envy,
或者心里面我们满的怨恨,
or hate.
今天好像都剩在这个瓶子里面。
They seem all to be filled in this jar of vinegar.
实在是世界有很多不公平的事情。
So really, there are so many unfairness in this world.
或者我们的上司, 或者我们的同事,
maybe our boss, maybe our co-workers,
或者我们的家人, 或者是我们的亲人,
maybe our families, our relatives.
让我们觉得很多不平的事情。
So we feel that there are so many unfairness.
像这碗里面盛满了醋。
Just like this jar full of vinegars.
我们不是好酒, 让人家可以闻到馨香的味道。
We are not the good wine to have the fragrant smell.
我们不像好酒可以让人家提神。
We are not the good wines which can refresh others.
我们像里面满了一个醋。
We are just like the jar of vinegar.
我们说出的话是酸的。
Our words are sore.
我们不能长出的话不能造就人。
Which cannot help others.
今天, 冰丁却把这样的醋 在海蓉里面沾满了。
But on the day of crucifixion, the soldier gave this jar of vinegar to Jesus.
拿着牛膝草 送到主耶稣的嘴里。
And soaked it in a sponge and gave this to Jesus.
牛膝草, 你还记得 大卫他在忏悔的诗里面怎么说？
Do you remember that this plant, this special plant called hyssop?
我们看一下诗篇第51篇。
Let's read Psalm 51.
第七节,
verse 7.
他说：“求你用牛膝草洁净我， 我就干净。” 求你洗涤我, 我就比雪更白。
Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow.
牛膝草以前是用来做洁净的。
So you can see that before, the hyssop plant was used to cleanse people.
当以色列人出埃及逾越节的时候, 神要他们吃那个羔羊。
When Israel was out of Egypt and God command Israel to eat the lamb of Passover.
这羔羊被宰的时候, 血要涂在门框上。
And when the lamb was slaughtered and the blood was put on the door.
这命命的天使他就越过这门。
And the angel will pass over the door with blood.
这血是怎么涂上去的呢?
How they put these the blood on the door.
就是用牛膝草。
And what they use is this hyssop plant.
所以牛膝草这边是讲到洁净。
So actually here, the hyssop plant talks about cleanse.
在立位记、民数记里面也有很多记载牛膝草也是用来洁净，祭司用来洁净。
And also recorded in Leviticus and Numbers.
今天这牛膝草绑着这海蓉沾满的醋送到主耶稣的口。
And today, this hyssop plant was used to send the vinegar to Jesus.
我们会很诧异，耶稣喝了这醋。
We might be surprised that Jesus took this vinegar.
他前面那苦胆条的酒可以让他解痛的，他没有喝。
Before he rejected the wine mixed with myrrh to relieve his pain,
他却喝了这醋。
But he tasted this vinegar.
好像把我们一切人的难处，一切人的酸痛，他都喝下。
Like he took all the pains, all the sufferings of mankind.
他在这边，他要承担我们一切的过犯。
He will take all our transgressions.
我们一切的罪恶，他自己尝了。
And all our sins,
一切好像都背在他的肩上。
He put them on his shoulder.
他喝了这醋, 他有没有再多活了几个小时呢?
Did he live a little longer because he took this vinegar?
没有。
No.
你看一下经文，他说，耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了。
Look what the scripture said in John. When he had received this drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
对，就便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
He bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
他喝了这醋，他就说成了。
And when he had received the drink, he said, "It is finished."
他成了什么？成就了些什么事情呢？
What is finished?
他成了父神所托付他的一切事情。
What the Father has given to him, he has finished.
他可以说我是好牧人。
He can say that I am the good shepherd.
他可以说我是真葡萄树。
He can say I am the true vine.
他可以教训人说我是生命，我是复活。
He can teach others that I am resurrection and life.
如果他自己不经过这样一个阶段，他没有办法成为生命，不能成为是个复活。
If he didn't go through all these, he can't claim that he is resurrection and life.
他不能成为那真葡萄树。
He can't become the true vine.
他却经过这样一个过程。
But he went through all these processes.
我们知道他死后，他不是停在这里。
We know that he didn't stop just there.
死后他也复活了。
After his death, he resurrected.
证明他是那复活的主。
And proved he is the Lord of resurrection.
而且复活后他也跟门徒有吹口气赐下圣灵。
And he blew his breath to his disciples and said, "You receive the Holy Spirit."
就像他生前所说的一样。
Just like before he left the earth.
他复活后他也跟彼得显现，跟他说，你爱我的羊吗？
After his resurrection, he revealed himself to Peter.And said to him, "Do you love me?"
你还记得在约翰福音第十章说，好牧人为羊舍命。
Do you remember that in John chapter 10 said, "The good shepherd loves his sheep."
Die for the sheep.
Die for the sheep.
这边他为羊死了。
Here he laid down his life for the sheep.
而且为羊而复活了。
And resurrected for the
sheep. 所以他会问彼得说，你喂养我的羊。
So he asked Peter that you take care of my sheep.
所以经过这复活以后，他所说的全部都实现了。
After resurrection, all he has said fulfilled.
他实在是那位成就这一切父神所托付的那一位。
Truly, he has fulfilled all God, Father gave him.
如果他今天不是担当我们的罪，在这十架上，
If he haven'tbear our sins and died on the cross.
所有他说的一切都是枉然。
And all he has said will be in vain.
或者只是一个教导。
Or just a teaching.
教导我们如何在这世上能够过更好的生活。
A teaching that how we can live a better life in this world.
在这边他看没有一个救恩跟他们显现。
And no salvation will be revealed to us.
但是在这边我们看到他在十架上他成就了这一切。
But here we saw that he was crucified on the cross. He fulfilled all these.
我们人里面，我们盛满了醋。
We are full of salt vinegars in us.
我们里面好像满了抱怨。
And full of complaints.
他却尝了这许多我们里面的苦毒。
But he tasted that vinegar.
然后他说成了。
And he said, "It is finished."
然后把这灵魂交托给神。
And he gave up his spirit to the Lord. To the
如果你们是 NIV 的话。它里面是写的是好像是放弃了 ，give up， 是不是？那个字是写 give up。
It is if you read the NIV translation, it says he gave up his spirit。
但是原来的意思它是写 deliver up， 交付。
But in the original text, actually the meaning is he delivered up。
或者可以说是 give over，
or give over his spirit。
你们还记得他曾经说过
？If you remember。
如果不是我自己交付的话，没有人可以把我生命夺去。
You remember Jesus has said that no one can take my life unless I'm willing.
除非我自己把生命舍去。
Unless that I'm willing to forsake my life.
而且我还要把我的生命取回来。
And I will take it back.
这是在约翰福音第十章十一节十七到十八节。
It was recorded in John chapter 10 verse 11, 17 and 18.
所以这位主他是把自己的生命舍去。
So this Lord gave up his life.
而且他尝了那苦醋。
And he tasted that bitter vinegar.
今天他把所有的罪都承担在他的身上。
Today he bears all our sins.
他被挂在十架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
所以他才可以说是成了。
So only he can say it is finished.
如果我们把一件事情, 一个project做好的时候, 我们说, this is finished.
If we have finished a project, we said it's finished.
今天, 这主耶稣他在十架上这边他说成了。
But today, Jesus said on the cross, it is finished.
我们感谢主, 实在是他的救恩是完全的。
We thank the Lord that His salvation is complete.
经过这过程, 他成了生命的粮。
And through this process, He is the bread of life.
我们看一下路德记。
Let us read the book of Ruth.
路德记第二章第十四节。
Ruth chapter 2 verse 14.
这边写到有一个外邦的女子, 她跟她的婆婆到了以色列的地方。
And here talks about a Gentile woman and her mother-in-law. They came to the land of Israel.
本来在这片土地上,她是没有办法过活的。
So, they cannot survive in this land.
两个都是寡妇。
Because they are all widows.
但是他们却投靠到一个他们的有一个富有的亲戚叫做波阿斯。
But they all had a rich relative whose name is Boaz.
他在他的田地里面捡那掉下来的麦穗。
And in the land of Boaz, and Ruth picked up the wheat on the ground.
路德记第二章十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 14.
他说到了吃饭的时候，波阿斯对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼。” 将饼沾在醋里。
In the meantime, Boaz said to her, "Come over here, have some bread and dip it in the wine vinegar."
路德就在收割的人旁边坐下，他们把红了的麦子递给他，他吃饱了，还有剩余的。When
she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain. She ate all she wanted and had some left over.
这是一个很好的写照。
So this is a very good picture.
我们今天我们实在是像那路德一样。
We are just like Ruth.
我们实在在这救恩里面我们是无份的。
We have our portion in this salvation.
但是今天救恩临到我们每一个人。
But today, salvation comes to every one of us.
我们今天也可以在这麦田里面捡这十穗。
We can also pick up these grains in the field.
不止如此,
Not only that,
这个主人波阿斯还说我们可以坐下来跟他这些收获的人一起吃饭。
The good master Boaz said that we can sit down and eat with the harvesters.
这边有饼,
There was the bread.
饼沾着醋吃,
And dipped with wine vinegar.
而且他吃饱了,
And she had all that we can have all that we want.
吃饱了还有剩余,
and there would be leftovers.
今天实在是一个非常好的写照，主耶稣他就是生命的粮。
It is a very good picture that our Lord is the bread of life.
主耶稣他在十字架上他尝了这苦醋。
Lord Jesus on the cross, he tasted the bitter vinegar.
这苦醋好像是我们人一切的难处。
It's like all our difficulties of mankind.
但他却喝下。
But he tasted it and drank it.
他背负了一切我们的重担。
And he buried all our burdens.
我们一切的罪孽都在他身上。
And all our sins. He carried all our sins.
今天这生命的粮我们可以吃。
Today we can eat this bread of life.
吃了不止饱足，还有剩余。
Not only that, we'll be full and we'll have leftover.
我相信我们在主里面年日久了，我们都有这样的经历。
And I believe that those who have many years in the Lord, they will have the same feeling. Lord Jesus is not just a teaching. What he gave us is the bread of life.
这粮是可以吃的。
And this bread is for us to eat.
吃了我们会得饱足。
And we'll be satisfied with it.
而且还有剩余。
And there will be leftovers.
所以好多人，我们可以邀人来神的面前，因为有好多他们也可以得到。
So we can invite a lot of others to come to share this bread.
这次我们暑假，我们跟几个弟兄跟姐妹去埃及。
This summer, last summer we went to Egypt with some brothers and sisters.
我们看那边的人，他们吃的都是一个大饼。
And the people there, they ate a big bread, a big piece of bread.
我们中国人是用炒锅在炒。
We Chinese cook
wok
with a wok.
A wok, 我们他们那边却把那个我们这边的锅子反过来。
But they overturn the wok.
好像一个小山一样。
So you have a dome shape.
他们却把面粉就抹在上面。
And they put flowers on top of it.
下面起火。
And they have fires underneath it.
他们就把这个大饼做出来。
And that's how they cook this big piece of bread.
然后这个饼你就可以撕着吃。
And they broke it and ate it.
好像餐餐都有。
And it seems like it was for each meal.
而且你们就拿这个锅下的饼沾着，好像我们这边我们吃那个墨西哥那个salsa。
So they would dip this pieces of this bread in the some dressing like the salsa Mexican food.
我们到每一站，他们都这样吃。
So to every place we went, they had the bread like that.
只有一次我们在外面吃晚餐。
One time we ate dinner outside.
我们坐了骆驼坐了一整天。
We were on the back of camels for a whole day.
大家都很饿，也很累。
We were all very hungry and tired.
那天晚餐一样有这个大饼。然后有好像这种salsa的东西你可以沾着吃。
As usual, the dinner was this big piece of bread and the same kind of dressing.
那天我们吃完我就到外面房子，那边房子都很简陋，到房子外面我去走一圈。
So after dinner, I went outside to walk around and there's some houses around, it's kind of buildings for poor people.
那在外面有几个就是在我们这骆驼领队的这些牵骆驼人。
And there were some guys outside.
诶，他们蹲在那边也在吃那大饼。
And looks like they ate the same thing.
但是他沾的不是像我们那么 fancy, 小像 salsa 的东西 ,salsa, 里面有很多的很多的东西。
It looks like what they dip into is different from what we had, like the salsa kind of dressing. What they had is different.
他们就是放了一杯清清淡淡，好像有黄色的。
So they have a little bowl of some fluid in it, a little yellow colored fluid there.
那我就问他说：“你们在吃什么？”
So I asked, "What is it?"
他说 ：“Vinegar."
They said vinegar.
最简单的
，the most simple one.
他们就是拿着饼沾着那醋吃。
So they dip bread with vinegar.
那边的风俗今天还在。
So it seems the custom is still there today.
主耶稣他今天成了生命的饼。
Today Jesus is the bread of life.
这边路德沾着醋吃。
Here we heard the story that Ruth, she ate the bread and dipped the bread in the vinegar.
她吃饱了。
And she had what she wanted.
而且她还有剩余。
And there was leftovers.
今天我们在主里面我们都能够吃饱。
Today in the Lord we can all be satisfied.
我们不管人再多，他还是可以供应。
No matter how many people are here, Jesus can satisfy us.
我们灵里面的饥渴，他可以得到饱足。
And he can satisfy all our thirst in our spirit.
我们一切的问题，在他可以得到答案。
And he is the answer of all our questions.
就是经过这十架的过程。
It is.Through the cross of the cross.
今天他成了那生命的粮。
He became the bread of life today.
我要停在这里。
I will stop here.
李弟兄还有一些话要跟我勉励。
And Brother Lou wanted to share with us.